when you're playing your music in this project, I asked you earlier if it was liberating, is it exciting? Now I want to talk to you about the audience. How is the, not that, one of the reasons why I respect you, it's Scott and everyone else, is the fact that the independence and the fact that you go, what you've been doing hasn't been based on what the audience thinks. It's you as true artist with integrity.
Yeah.
But does your audience get what you're doing now?
So far, they're starting to.
let me be even more blunt, because I don't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
The underground...
What's up?
The underground extreme music scene... It's really not that underground anymore. It's kind of broken out. It's kind of broken out into a more mainstream because of you know, technology, what have you.
Sure, yeah, internet.
So like the open-mindedness, the music acceptance, because like you and I are music lovers.
Yeah, of course.
Do you find yourself having some of your audience members kind of going, hey, this isn't I Hate God. What is this?
Oh, of course.
Why is there electronic music? Well, what are they doing?
Oh, yeah,
the ignorance.
There's been people that are pissed off. Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to say it too much.
But
it is true, you know. People should just have more of an open mind, I think. I mean, I know younger people, and it's same true for me, and I'm sure you too. When I was younger, you know, I didn't want nothing to do with anything but Black Flag, you know? Anything besides that, I was like, fuck everything, you know? But, you know, as you get older, you start listening to tons of types of music and more. Your mind opens, you know, as far as music goes. But, yeah, of course, there's been people that have been kind of pissed off or just thought, you know, or I've seen them walk out or whatever, but...
Really?
Sure, I mean, it's just... But we've got the diehard people there, you know, we're just building this thing, you know? It's just starting. I mean, like I said, we've only been together not even 2 years yet, or not even a... No, it's been a year. It's been a year. It's about a year now, a year and a half. So we're just starting, you know. We're just building it together, little by little.
It's like everything else. It takes time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you know, some of the shows, there's just not that many people. And the ones that are there, though, they do get it. And then we played in Portland, our last show, and it was insane. It was amazing. It was packed. People were, like, jumping around, and they really got it, you know. They really... It was really... Portland was a great show, so...
You just came back from Europe. How did Europe accept
They were great, too, you know? Europe seems to always... They pick up American things before the Americans, it seems. I don't... It's just a weird thing.
Weird, ain't it?
Yeah, and, yeah, they really loved it. I mean, like, places like Berlin and, let's see, what was I saying? There was, weirdly enough, the places that were the most acceptive of it were the, was like the in Eastern Europe, like Poland and the Czech Republic and Budapest.
Well, because they probably relate lyrically to what you're saying. They've been dealing with that shit
I would
forever.
Think maybe so, yeah, yeah. So yeah, Europe was good.
How do you feel about playing Roadburn this year?
Oh, awesome.
Dude, that's an amazing line. It always is, but...
Yeah.
How do you feel playing as Correction Health?
Yeah, I've played there with I Hate God twice before, and it's always great, you know? But, yeah, man, I mean, I'm excited. We're going to do two different sets. We're going to do, like, the solo sets... Like we did on the other tour, then we're gonna do the set we're doing tonight. Maybe with some newer songs, hopefully by April. You know, who knows? I don't know if we'll have time, but yeah, we're gonna because he asked us to play twice, Walter. So we're gonna break it up and not do the same set twice. You know.
Interesting, man. Cool.
Yeah.
After this show, you're playing San Diego, San Francisco, then you're going off to Australia. You've been to Australia before?
I'm going off to Australia. Well, no, I meet I Hate God in Las Vegas. And,
you're a busy man.
Yeah, I know. I like to keep busy, you know. I've been out forever. I mean, as soon as I got back from Europe with Corrections House, we went and did like four shows in Texas with I Hate God.
Wow.
And I came home for one day and then flew out here to meet these guys. So we do like four shows with I Hate God after this Corrections House thing, go to Australia, come back, do four more shows in the West Coast, and then I'm off. So... I'll be off at the end of January. I'll be off so I can rest and take a break.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to need it, Ben.
Yeah.
One final question for you. Being that this is technically a new project, we talked about collectively how you come together. We talked about your audience.
Yeah.
You're basically breaking new ground.
Hopefully. Yeah, that's what
I feel about that. Because, you know,
well, that's
again,
what
you don't get recognized for that.
Well, I mean, that's...
You will in time, but...
I hope in time. Maybe when I'm dead, maybe...
Is this just new ground you're breaking?
Well, I hope so. I mean, it's like the same thing happened with I Hate God. You know, we came out... We've been together 25 years now, I Hate God has. We came out in 1988. And people were just like, duh. They didn't know what to think. Just sitting there with drool coming out of their mouth. Like, what is this stupid... It's not fast enough, you know? So, you know... That was 1988, but then now there's like all these bands that sound.
First dude through
not
the wall.
Saying that they copied us or anything, because we copied the Melvins and other.
So well, let me say this:
St. Vitus, you know. But
I shared this with Jimmy. You guys did create what you guys were the forefront of this genre. And it's always the first guy through the wall that gets the bloodiest and has to deal with the shit.
Yeah, it's true, you know. I mean, we just had our own sound, being from the South, you know, and all that, and playing slow like that. But it took a while for it to catch on, is what I'm saying. So hopefully with this Corrections House thing, it'll happen sooner, but, you know, people will realize it's something cool and different, you know. And I think it's entertaining. I mean, you get to hear, I read, and I don't know if that sounds exciting to some people, like reading, but, you know, it's just, there's a little bit of intelligence to what we're doing, you know, I think, like, trying to be kind of smart, you know, and just do it like that and not just dumb everything down for everybody so they love it, you know, just, like, I Hate God, we're a bunch of idiots anyway, so we play like that, and that's just how it goes, but this, you know, we're hoping we get a different crowd for this.
Well, I think one of the things that I need to mention is the fact that it's always real artists that have, like I mentioned before, they paved the way. And I think this collaboration is, I mean, your other collaborations have been great, but this is really on a whole other subversive level for reals.
Right.
With machines.
Yes, with machines.
With machines.
Yeah, which are kind of hard to work with sometimes. It's...
Do you find yourself sometimes being surrendering to the machines?
Well, sometimes you have to. Let me flip shut off real quick. Yeah, sometimes you have to. I mean, because they kind of control the stage sometimes, you know. I mean, Sanford, he's got his finger on the button, literally. You know, he's telling it what to do, but if it doesn't want to do it, it's not going to do it. It's just like band members I've been with. I've been in bands with people like that too, you know. You try to tell them what to do, and they're not going to do it. So, but it all works out though, you know.
Right on.
It just takes a little more effort and a little more time, but.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
Mike 9 Williams.
Yes.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to me.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.